From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, June 5th. Some land in Tehama County is sinking due to groundwater depletion. County leaders recently discussed the issue and took no action. Reports that groundwater was rapidly declining in parts of Red Bluff, Corning, and Antelope came out last month. That's after the areas were monitored by the Tehama Groundwater Sustainability Agency. The phenomenon is called subsidence, and it takes place when the ground settles into underground spaces. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, it's mainly caused by groundwater pumping, and it could damage infrastructure, increase flood risk, and hurt groundwater aquifers. The Redding Record Searchlight reports that both drought and changes in agricultural practices have impacted groundwater levels in the affected areas. Yesterday, the Tehama County Board of Supervisors reviewed the matter in a special meeting. There, public works officials urged supervisors to adopt an ordinance to add more regulations around wells to help maintain water levels. Instead, the board tabled the discussion for a later date. They said they wanted to see how this year's water cycle impacts the issue and give community members time to review it. In other news, Chico's pothole problem just hit a bump in the road. NSPR's Kendall has more.
After years of deferred maintenance, many of Chico's streets are now pocked, patched, and cracking. Measure H sales tax revenues were supposed to help with that, but this week the city council decided to reallocate funds budgeted for street repair. That money will instead go to resource the fire department. Budgets are tight and public safety is always a priority, but potholes are themselves a serious safety hazard. A report put out by the organization Safer America says swerving to avoid a pothole can lead to serious and sometimes fatal accidents. Hitting one at high speed can cause drivers to lose control, and they can be dangerous to cyclists and pedestrians, especially at night. Many studies as well show that putting off maintenance can be much more expensive than keeping streets in regular repair. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And for 50 years, Theater on the Ridge in Paradise has been a vital source of arts and culture for the area. Judy Clemens is the theater's executive director. She served for 48 of the Playhouse's years and credits its success to the Paradise community.
Just the creation of the process and watching audiences come in and just enjoy what we do and are really appreciative of what we do. And I think we've tried over the years to maintain the highest quality that we can maintain with our limited budgets. And I think that we do really well.
Clemens appreciates the town's long support and says the magic of theater is an important art source.
There's no comparison to live theater, as far as I'm concerned. There's that, you don't get any, when you do live theater, you're getting your audience and your performers are interacting. Every night, it's a different show.
Theater on the Ridge is currently performing the comedy Bullshot Crummond. It runs until June 15th. Also, Highway 172 will be closed as maintenance crews remove trees that were burnt down during the park fire last year. The highway is located south of Lassen Volcanic National Park near the town of Mineral. Caltrans says the closure will start next Monday and last until the end of September. Caltrans estimates there are around 4,000 to 5,000 damaged trees that need to be cleared from the area. The road will only be accessible to property owners and for emergencies. Additionally, a Central Valley lawmaker has introduced new legislation to stop the spread of the invasive golden mussel. Congressman Josh Harder says his bill would develop a rapid response program to monitor, contain, and start eradicating infestations of the mussel. It would also invest in new technology and inspection stations and improve coordination amongst local, state, and federal authorities. The golden mussel was first discovered in the Delta in October near the port of Stockton. Harder says the infestation now ranges as far south as Kern County. Officials are urgently working to keep mussels out of Lake Oroville, the state's second largest reservoir. And finally, smoke above Bidwell Park may be visible this morning due to a prescribed burn. The Chico Fire Department says it was supposed to happen earlier this week, but was rescheduled because of wind conditions. The project is aimed at ridding the area of invasive species that could pose a wildfire risk. Many of the park's parking lots and trails will be closed. Fire officials told NSPR that after today's burn, they'll evaluate whether they can do more mitigation efforts like these, and that it mostly comes down to funding for the projects. The burn will begin in the morning and last into the afternoon. And those were your headlines for Thursday, June 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.